Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone.
For the George Lopez show, we had an incredible group of writers who spent till midnight coming up with jokes and authenticity. And, you know, I really do believe that we obviously couldn't have done this alone. So thank you for that. I'll pass it along to the writers.
I will. Hey, thank you. You know, first of all, again, I want to thank you for allowing us to be part of your journey, because your journey so far has been incredible as far as your humble beginnings to where you're at now. And I wanted you, if you could, express to the listeners out there, what has it meant for you to, I want to use the term, a survivor, but also being able to use the things that were instilled in you as a child to take them, and also to be able to help other people that were also maybe in the same situation that you were in, or even a lot less fortunate than you were.
Right. I grew up with a tiger mom. She was exceptional. She had no apology for her dreams or passions. So I think through osmosis I was able to carry that sense of just constant restlessness and pursuing. But, you know, I read so much, for example, poetry. I read so much incredible poetry from these kids. And even at the time when I was publishing my poems, I considered their poetry superior. And I think the number one issue that I've noticed throughout is that sense of believing that you can take it further, and that imagination of how far you can take it. These children were exceptional, and nobody told them that they could publish a book of poems, that they could submit it for awards. And I think that's the first and most the biggest step in pursuing your dreams.
Poetry is very sensitive. It's very personal. A lot of times, poetry is not meant for everyone, for that particular artist to share with everyone. Mm-hmm. Do you feel it's been used for you as a muse, so to speak, to be able to express your feelings or your inner thoughts to other people to get a better idea of who you are, not just as an actress, but also just as a person?
Poetry has, I carry this throughout all different mediums, but I would not publish or produce or star in a film that I didn't feel contributed in a positive way to society. As far as just projecting onto society, that didn't really interest me. So I always wanted to feel like, especially as a poet, to heal or to pull into perspective or to alter an opinion somehow. I think we're all poets, and maybe certain formats of poetry doesn't appeal to everyone, but sometimes to me poetry is just framing the world differently and just seeing it through a different lens. Sometimes it's just a matter of saying one line that somehow captures something deeper than what's projected. And I mean, I love music, and I consider music poetry too. It's a moving form of poetry. Dance, I consider poetry. I think we all have that sense of that artistic sense, whether we can write it out in a certain format or whether we can express it through voice. That's a defining factor.
You mentioned defining. What has it meant to you to know that you have touched so many people where you continue to get, you know, as far as response, we love you. We love what you're doing. You played an integral part in our lives. What has that meant to you as an artist, but also just as a human being?
It's the only thing that keeps me going. If I didn't have that constant feedback, whatever it may be, but that realization that somehow our craft is impacting society, if I didn't have that always constantly, I would lose the desire to act or to write. And I remember there was actually this one instance where I met this girl, and she had never met me before. I'd never met her, and she just ran up to me and she hugged me, and she hugged me with such warmth that it felt like she knew me for years. And then she pulled away and she looked at me with tears in her eyes, and she just started crying. And she said, "You know, when you were playing that part, Carmen, and when you were going through bullying as a character and people called you these names in school, I was going through the exact same thing that exact week. And it was so healing for me to be able to go through that with you. So thank you." I mean, how can you turn your back on the craft when you have that kind of feedback?
Absolutely.
So it really is. Yeah. It's the fans, it's society. They fuel the work.
Being a humanitarian and the things that we are seeing taking place in everyday life, you know, in this mm-hmm. wonderful country that we call the United States. Mm-hmm. For you, when you see people out there that just want an opportunity, they don't want anything given to them. They just want an opportunity, hard work, perseverance. What can you say to them? Because you did all. You've worked hard. No one has given you anything. You've persevered through a lot of obstacles in your life. What does it mean to mm-hmm. you when someone looks to you as a beacon of hope and say, "Hey, look, if I put in the same type of work and the same attitude and mentality, I can succeed." What does that mean to you?
I think absolutely, and you could succeed even further. And it's just a matter of how much courage you have to dream. And that was the biggest obstacle I had facing growing up. Every single day I had to ask myself, do I have the courage to take it further? You know, when I graduated high school at 15, I asked myself, do I have the courage to attend college now? Of course, I wasn't an exceptional, intelligent human being, but just the idea that maybe there's a possibility. And the first step was the hardest step, which is starting to apply and getting into Glendale College. And it's just that sense of finding courage in yourself and not just projecting the words onto yourself, but just believing it through the core. A lot of things I wouldn't even have begun to pursue had I not had that courage.
Absolutely. Well, it definitely resonates. And speaking of resonates, you know, in Hollywood, Hollywood has a tendency to try to typecast an actor or an actress. For you, you have completely busted out of that box. You've busted out of that box. How important was it for you? I mean, George Lopez, great man, love him to death. The show was fantastic, but we all want to grow because that's a part of our journey is growth. How have you seen yourself grow as an actress from that standpoint when you were on George Lopez's show?
Well, I think it helps breaking the stereotype since I'm not really Hispanic, and I didn't try to apply a Hispanic expectation, whatever that means. I just wanted to be real. I knew that Carmen was universal with her struggles. So I took it to that point, and I think just it became transcultural. People just appreciated that sense of authenticity throughout the entire cast. We all kind of pulled into that universal expectation of what it is to be American. And I think we grew together. I mean, George was phenomenal in bringing me in to play his TV daughter, and I know how much he respects and adores the Hispanic community. And to do that, I think is a testament to his character as a human being and as an artist, to see past that and to pull me in. I think, as far as that's concerned, I believe we all grew together and kind of appreciated that transcultural phenomenon that became George Lopez.
You know, I must admit, I was telling a colleague of mine about a mm-hmm. month ago. I said, you know what? I need to go ahead and purchase your book, The Living Air. I said, I have purchased the book. So I went, of course, listeners, be sure to go to Amazon.com to purchase the book. It is available. I purchased the book, and I had an opportunity to read it cover to cover. And I must say, you are like a Rubik's Cube, my love. You have so many different dimensions. So many different dimensions and so many wonderful aspects of who you are. It's like reading or looking at a Salvador Dali picture. You have so many aspects of you. Who are, can, if you could in one word, what would be the best way to describe you?
Unformed. I'm still not. Maybe that's probably what you picked up. That's just I'm still trying to explore and find my voice.
Oh my goodness! My goodness! I said, wow. So, but you know, that's what makes it just. I found it. You know, it was invigorating because you reached so many depths as far as your poetry is concerned, and you gain a different perspective and insight of who you are, not as an actress, but just as a person. Now, I must admit, I had a lot of fun looking at Sharknado 4, and I know Sharknado 5 mm-hmm. is just around the corner, due out in August. How much fun? Because it seemed like just overall you and the cast had a lot of fun making these movies. What does it mean to you to have that kind of, I guess, camaraderie making the movie?
I came in during Sharknado 4, so I knew that the family had already been developed and the dynamic among the actors. So I was just, apprehensive. I thought it felt like going to the first day of school, meeting everyone. And it was immediate. I mean, they drew me in literally and figuratively with open arms. They said, welcome to the family. Welcome to the Shepherd household. And it was just so much fun. I mean, the producers allowing me to do my own stunts, I couldn't have thanked them enough, because for the longest time leading up to the major stunts, they were apprehensive and they said, no, 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 we need you to stay safe. I'm like, but guys, I feel safe here. I can do this. So 2 weeks later, they had me jump off the Stratosphere Hotel. So that was fun.
Okay.
At 4 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. At 4 o'clock in the morning. My goodness. Okay. I mean, which, hey,
you have to love your job.
Yes, you have to. You you definitely have to. The horizon in your journey to me has just begun. There's so many things that I know that you want to do and want to accomplish. If you had to give me your top 5 list of things that you want to accomplish within the next 5 years, what would it be?
Wow, that's I would say the very first one would be just to find happiness and contentment. I think that's the root of all success, is that sense of just knowing you are where you belong. And I would love to find that. And I would say just to keep writing. I love poetry. I have 200 other poems that haven't seen the light of day. I'd love to release those. I have 2 novels that I haven't given to anyone to take a look at, but I hope to do so, and to take that path as well. And just to continue acting, hopefully to stay in contact with the George Lopez show. Who knows what could happen?
Right.
And we'll see. We'll take it from there.
Well, to all the listeners out there, I hope you have a pen or pencil handy. If you have some lipstick, that'll also suffice. Be sure to stop by her official website. That's at www.arthur. Yeah, I did say Arthur. ArthurMacelia.com/collection. And also, while you're there picking up The Living Air, also another exceptional book, Drinking the Moon. I love the titles. Definitely love the titles. Now, don't tease us with a slice of cheesecake by, releasing The Living Air, and you have all these other exceptional poems that you have hidden, these gems. Can you give us an idea when you might think you might release another book?
Probably in a year. That's the trajectory.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to hold you to that. I'm going to hold you to that. I'm going to remind you. Remind us, send out a tweet and say, look, you said you were going to release a book in a year. But it was definitely an honor and a privilege for you, for me personally, to have you on the show. I love what you're doing. I love your your positive attitude. And again, to me, it's an honor for us to be involved in your life experience, because a lot of people in Hollywood can be so demanding, especially with social media. They demand so much of, quote unquote, what they perceive as being a celebrity, and they don't give a celebrity an opportunity to keep, they'll have their own personal space. And you have found it in the goodness of your heart to allow us to come into a little bit of your space. And we truly appreciate that. Much continued success, and whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know. We have nothing but the utmost love and respect for you.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, it's, your voice is like honey, by the way.
Well, thank you so much, my queen. I appreciate it. Oh, and before we let you go, I know Sharknado 5 is on the horizon. Again, listeners, it's coming out in August, just around the corner. What can we expect after Sharknado 5? Any more as far as maybe doing something on the small screen? Or are we going to elevate to the bigger screen again?
Yes, I think a big part of our fan base on the show will be pleasantly surprised. But we definitely have a reunion coming up. We're on the Lopez on TV land. We're Constance
really?
Marie, my TV mom. Yeah, so
okay.
that'll air in about 2 weeks. And
okay.
Wednesday night.
Oh my goodness. Well, you know, hey, we will definitely promote it, my love. We will definitely do that again. Oh, I have a request. If I don't ask this, I'm gonna feel terrible in the morning. Do you think there is a remote possibility that I may get an autographed copy of your book, The Living Heir? Since I already have
absolutely.
One, I would love to have an autographed copy if possible.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness, my cup runneth over. Lord have mercy. Thank you so much, my queen.
Thank you.
Much continued success. We're pulling for you. Whatever you need, let us know. You have our utmost support, and have a fantastic rest of the day, okay?
Oh, you as well. Thank you.
Thank you so much. The incredible, yes, Lord, and captivating Marcella Lucia here in the zone of LOTO Radio. I'm going to get it right. My goodness. Let's see if we're going to try it again, but we're going to kind of slow it down a little bit. Marcella Lucia. Lord have mercy. My goodness. Here in the zone of Remember Family, her new book, her latest book, The Living Heir, a book full of poetry, life, and introspective. It's a beautiful thing. You can purchase the book. It's available on Amazon.com, also on Target, and also on Barnes and Noble. And be sure to visit her official website. That's at www.arthurmarcella.com/collection. You can also catch up with her on Facebook and Twitter under Marcella Lucia. Yes, Lord. We want our music. We want our artists. Overall, we want it shaken but never stirred. It's a beautiful thing. Speaking of a beautiful thing, here's the latest from Rick Braun from his new album, Around the Horn. Love Take Me, featuring Lindsay Webster, here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
chocolate fed. Her voice may tremble, but her mind will not give in. Where is Papa? Why won't he come home? He loves his children, but can't be we're all alone. He's always busy, don't see him much no more.
Eternity. The essence is neither round nor square. but a drop in the ocean of light in the eyes of eternity. Neither round nor square in the eyes of eternity. The blessing, love and soul, beautiful.
reminisce on sweeter days. Let's take a walk down memory when our hearts sang poems of new love. It was so easy to laugh, feels like yesterday when our eyes met and in a second we knew. The dance, the song, the history too. We fell in love, so easy to do. When young and hopeful for a love that's true. Lovers, not a care in the world. With time on our side. I recall with tenderness.
A triple dose of the legendary Terry Lynn Carrington from her album, The Mosaic Project, Love and Soul. You're in the zone, Novello T.O. Radio. My goodness. Want to send out a very special thank you to the captivating and super talented Marcella Lucia. Thank you so much, my queen, for joining us. Remember, be sure to purchase her new book, The Living Hair, available on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and also on Target. Yes. And to get all of these updates, be sure to stop by her official website. That's at www.arthurmasella.com. That's Masiela. And be on the lookout for her upcoming movie. Yes, Sharknado 5. You know, it's coming on the Sci-Fi Network, man. Really good movie. You know, look, Teddy Bear's a sci-fi kind of type of dude. You know, it's okay. Flexible. That's due out in August of this year. And speaking of, my goodness, excited, the Teddy Bear is definitely overjoyed. Tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 11 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Pacific, we welcome the legendary crooner himself, Mr. Freddie Jackson, will join us tomorrow as we have the pleasure of debuting his new hit single, One Night, Lord Have Mercy. Again, that's 12 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's a beautiful thing here in the zone of LOTO Radio, Lord Have Mercy.
Here we go again.
double dose of the Isley Brothers. Here we go again. Before that, hello, you're in the zone of LOTO Radio. It's been a fantabulous Tuesday, man. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and supporting the zone. It's been real. Again, another special love letter to the incredible Marcella Lucia. Thank you, my queen, for joining us. And remember, family, to purchase her new book, of course, The Living Air, available at Amazon.com, also at Barnes & Noble, and also at Target. Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. Remember, family, tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern, we welcome the legendary Mr. Freddie Jackson as we have the pleasure of debuting his new hit single, One Night. That's at 12 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. It's been real. Until tomorrow afternoon, take care of one another, love one another. And as in always, keep it soulful here in the zone of LOTO Radio. Lord have mercy.
Let me tell you something that happened to me.
Bell to answer what she say goodbye. One less girl to worry.